Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE. It's Tuesday morning, of course. Time for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment, and that's when I get to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. Amber is joining us live on the phone on a chilly Tuesday morning. Amber, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Scott. It is a very chilly morning.
Right. I bet you've got some pets available that can maybe warm up some beds and laps out there, right?
Absolutely. That's what they're there for, to help keep you warm on these, you know, freezing morning.
Very, very true. Very true. Well, let's get right to it. And folks can go down and meet these animals in person later on today. But tell me about Diaz.
Diaz is one of our, he is actually our longest term dog right now. He's been here for over 300 days. And we would like to get him out of here before and into his forever home before he meets his 1 year mark.
Right.
Yeah, Diaz is, he's got a great personality. He does take a minute to warm up to new people. He does prefer women over men, so you know, nothing against you guys, but he likes the ladies. So he's a little choosy with his dog friends, and he's not a fan of cats, so he needs to be in a cat-free home. He's got lots of energy, so if he's got a lady who likes to go hiking and wants a companion, or likes to go running and needs a companion, Diaz would be the perfect companion. He's got a lot of love to give, and he's just got a great personality. And just, you got to come down and meet him in person and see him outside of his kennel and let him warm up to you, and I guarantee you'll want to take him home.
There you go. Okay. And you can set up those meetings, can't you? So folks can
absolutely
come down and meet Diaz and see if there's a match there, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Okay. And next on the list is Scooby Dooby Doo.
Yes, Scooby Dooby Doo is a 1-year-old pup. He's got a heart full of love. He is just an active guy, wants to run and play. He has mastered some tricks already or commands. He knows how to sit and he knows how to shake. And he is ready and eager to learn some more tricks and commands and be a part of a family. So he does well with other dogs, as has been in a home with kids. So he's just the all-around perfect little guy to come be a part of a family.
Okay. All right. And I have not yet met Scooby Dooby Doo, but I can say with certainty that he enjoys Scooby snacks.
Oh, I'm sure he does. That's how we got him to learn to sit and shake.
There you go. Okay. Very good. And then what about Bad Boy?
Bad Boy, and don't let his name fool you, because he is not a bad boy. He is a sweet as can be, curious cat. He's about 4 years old. He's a beautiful gray and white tabby. He just was looking for a place to call home. His curiosity, he's always went up for a game of chasing string or discovering new places to take a nap, just like cats like to do. But you got to come down and meet him, and he will bring love to your life for a long, long time.
Okay. All right. And all these animals are available. And, of course, there's many, many more, too, that we don't have time to introduce folks to today, but we can see them online, right?
Absolutely. You can go on to 24 Pet Connect, put in the zip code for City of Farmington, and you will see all the dogs and cats and critters that are available for adoption. I always recommend coming down. We're open from 11:30 to 5:30 every day, and meeting them in person, because the picture, yes, we've got some great, amazing pictures, but you get to see their true personality when you come down to the shelter and meet them in person.
Very true. Very true. Well, great. Well, hopefully folks will do that and maybe get some new furry friends to keep them warm this winter. It's gotten really cold.
Absolutely. They will cuddle up. You know, I know my dogs like to cuddle up on my feet at night, and it keeps them nice and toasty.
Right. And you too. So it's a win-win.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Amber, thank you so much for joining me this week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thank you, Scott. You have a wonderful week and stay warm.
All right. Thanks, you too. That's Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. She is my guest every Tuesday when we talk about some of the pets that are available at the shelter. But we always remind you, if you are planning to add a furry member to your family, do consider adopting from one of the local animal shelters or even rescue organizations to add to your family, and also get your pets spayed or neutered. That really helps as well. Thanks so much for joining me this morning, everybody. We'll be back, of course, tomorrow morning, a little after 8 o'clock. My guest on Wednesday from San Juan Regional Medical Center. Stay tuned. Of course, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts coming up after the news at 9 o'clock. This is KSJE, Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.